Good morning, this is Mdundo Newspaper Review, 18 January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of Nigerian newspapers are saying today. President of Evangelical Church Winning All, ECWA, Reverend Dr. Stephen Baba Panya, has said that the church would soon reveal its presidential candidate of choice ahead of the 2023 general elections. Speaking in Jos at the 2023 Extraordinary General Church Council, GCC of ECWA, Panya said that the church has been closely monitoring the activities of all the presidential candidates and will soon take a stand on who to support. This is coming from This Day. And also from This Day, the chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, Professor Mahmood Yakubu, has assured Nigerians that the 2023 general elections will go on despite attacks on his facilities across the nation. Speaking to the audience at the Chatham House in London yesterday, Professor Yakubu denounced the increasing trend of attacks on his facilities, but reassured Nigerians of the commission's readiness to conduct the polls come February. Coming from The Sun, with the January 31st deadline for depositing old Naira notes fast approaching, Daily Sun gathered that ATMs of UBA, Access Bank, GTB and other banks in Kubwa area of Abuja were still dispensing old notes as of Tuesday. POS operators also confirmed that the new Naira notes are still very scarce. Still on The Sun, Rivers State Governor Yesum Wike yesterday said that talks with political allies on which presidential candidate to support in the forthcoming general elections will soon be concluded. The governor insisted that the state would not take a back seat and would take a stand on who to vote in the February 25th and March 11 elections. Presidential candidate of the APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has asked Nigerians not to vote for PDP's candidate Atiku Abubakar because he will sell all government properties to his allies and stole Nigeria's progress. Speaking at a rally in Kwara State, Tinubu asked Nigerians to preserve their political freedom by not voting for PDP flag bearers at the polls. This is coming from The Nation. And also from The Nation, the Nigeria's Governors Forum and the CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele are set to meet tomorrow. NGF spokesman Abdulrazak Bello Bakindo said in a statement last night that the state governors plan to engage the CBN governor on the economic and security implications of Naira redesign and withdrawal policy. The presence of policemen numbering over 10 were spotted at the Maitama home of the CBN governor, Godwin Emefiele. The policemen were spotted by a correspondent from The Punch at around 8:40 p.m. on Tuesday. A credible source in Nigerian police force told The Punch that the police presence is an advancement Emefiele's expected appearance at the Federal High Court in Abuja today over a $53 million debt judgment arising from the Paris Club refund. This is coming from The Punch. And finally, from Daily Trust, President Muhammad Buhari has revealed that Nigeria has spent over $1 billion to regain its territories from terrorists. Speaking at the African Conference for Peace 2023 in Mauritania, Buhari said that the $1 billion was spent in acquiring hard and software weaponry from the United States and other countries to carry out sustained operation against insurgency since 2015.